It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. So chug a course, cause here we go. It's
time. Boom! We're doing it.
Ah, we are doing it. Welcome back, everybody.
We're doing it.
Whoa, where the cool people reside. That's right, myself, Mr. Mike Morris. Robert Levy will be joining us momentarily.
He's
busy training that dog of his. So we'll get here ASAP. We are glad you're here. I want to mention again real quick, the Patreon page, patreon.com/theshuley network. You guys know it. You love it. $5, $10. Those are the two levels. Get in here. You got a ton of archive material, all the way back to the Shuley Show episodes, the solo run that everybody loves. And yeah, that's right. And then you got audio. You got audio of everything we do on the network. We transfer to audio for you so you can listen on the go. So you don't just have to get your one or two episodes a week in the podcast release. You get all of them audio-wise here on the Patreon. And of course, you can go YouTube as well, and you get the emotes and all that stuff. But no audio behind YouTube. Just a heads up on that. Behind my paywall.
Behind my paywall.
Is Bob face down in his chicken soup after all those uhs? He might be. He might be. He might have tripped and landed on the bed.
I got to tell you, I can't wait for the Halloween audio. That's going to be the greatest.
I can't wait. It's so fun. We're going to enjoy it. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. Having fun, enjoying ourselves. And making John look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, he does that himself.
Right. All we do is just kind of support it. He does it himself. We're just here to go.
Yeah,
you nailed it, pal. There he is. There's my angel.
Yeah, no, the camera kind of went down. I had to fix it. It's still down.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I fixed it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you said slow down.
Chris, Shuley, fight your ass. Is that kosher? Really? In this time? Really? With everything that's going on?
Answer the question.
No, it is not. I'm a bad Jew. I'm non-kosher, my friend. Married a shiksa and everything. Mm. Well, listen, a lot to get to. We promised we had some dating stuff regarding John's dating site. This is, which one is this now? Is this, what is
I'm not sure which it is, which app it is, but, it's amazing. So there's there's the first,
all right. I can have an intelligent conversation with them. I'll know I'm dating an adult when, and then he fills out, I can have an intelligent conversation.
Right. Okay.
With him. So already condescending. Asshole.
And go back. We're not even, and for, you know, also what that means is someone who agrees with everything I say.
Correct.
Otherwise, they're dumb fox.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And just that picture. Oh. Imagine you see that picture and then he shows up.
Yes. Well, right. And he does. He does look like a political talk show host picture that I will give him.
Right. Sorry. So that was, this is 50. So, how old is he now? 58 or 57? What is he now?
58.
All right, so this is a couple of years old. All right, and then he's 5'8".
I mean, come on, Johnny.
Yeah,
Johnny boy.
He's 5'6". Yeah.
Hobbies, miniature golf.
If he's 5'6", we're probably the same height. Although I think I'm 5'7", so I think you dwarf me, tiny. So
I do have some pictures. I'll pull them up of him with celebrities and what their heights are compared.
Of
course. Yeah.
He's 5'8". He's athletic and fit. Mm-hmm. He has a bachelor's degree, self-employed. Thank you for the $2 super chat.
Don't you get a bachelor's degree from just being single?
Divorce. Yeah. You know, have a bachelor's degree, and he's Christian and Catholic.
Good Christian.
Yeah. The best kind.
Now that's funny because that is obviously, that's probably one of his kids, like when they were like 2 years old.
Why would you put that on a dating site, a picture of your kid? Because that's the best shape his body is. Right. So he's got to show a shirtless pic to trick him even further.
Yes.
This is all false advertisement.
Oh, yeah. So then, but then he goes to this, which is a little more accurate.
Before and after.
Yeah. Very accurate because he has the beer bottle, too.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> Right. Up to date. That's like a hostage photo. He's got the beer. Then his interests. Yeah. Go through his interests, Mike. What is he like?
Movies? Okay. He didn't know how to make one. Cinematography, which is, of course, something women are always interested in. Oh, you know, cinematography. Well, you're the man for me.
Even if you're a cinematographer, I don't think you put that up as your interests.
Right.
It's just your job. Like, okay.
Horror movies. And I don't think I've ever heard him mention a horror movie specifically.
No.
One too many.
That's true.
Romance movies, sitcoms, and you know why all of you know why that's there, because they'll go, oh, you like sitcoms, you know, did you see Wings?
Oh, I was on Wings. I almost was on an episode of Friends.
Right.
Let me tell you,
that's why that's there. Oh, and then watching sports. Okay, so
yeah.
And then, now here's the interest.
It should just be watching sports, and that's it.
Right. Here's the interesting one. 420 friendly.
Oh, are you, pal? Are you? Doesn't sound like it.
Right.
But then he writes, I never smoke. Lie.
Yeah.
He talked about every time he had a beer, he had a cigarette.
Right.
So that's a lie.
And here's another lie. Drinking in moderation, of course.
Another lie. White Close Caucasian. Enough. He's not. He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Well, so that's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. Divorced.
Divorced. Yeah, and that's the truth. Finally.
Now, finally, the truth comes out.
My favorite places to hang out, a pub or restaurant.
I'm sold.
Yeah. This guy had to put beer in his photo. Well, there you go. There's the dating light. The women are fucking running out the door for that.
Oh, if you know any woman who dated him, please let us know.
Yeah, like Robert Smithers says, you mean I could have gotten laid in college using the cinematographer line? Damn. Morocco Mole. How is this guy not drowning in pussy? It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder. Chris Hall. I'm so wet. John is what happens when your parents never tell you the truth. Tiger Lily checking in.
Wow.
Nailing it.
Steve.
All right. Listen, I got a hard out. I got to be off.
I got a hard on after watching.
But I want to start off with Stut Joe's Fair Use Bologna Factory. He put out a new video and I always love his video.
Yeah.
So let's take a look.
The Secret Service is looking for comedian John Melendez following his prank call to President Trump as he flew on Air Force One.
Put it this way, J-Lo is supposed to have one of the most beautiful vaginas in the world.
Secret Service agents came knocking on the comedian's door at 10 o'clock at night here in Los Angeles. John Melendez did not answer. The agents
look at that apartment complex neighbors
and showed their badges before they left. I spoke to Melendez by phone today. He admitted being nervous and told me, quote, things just got real. He also confirmed he's hired lawyer Michael Avenatti.
Good move.
Representing porn star Stormy Daniels.
I do have concern that there could be potential charges flowing from this, especially if the president attempts to make an example out of him.
Melendez was passed through to Air Force One after claiming to be
every shot of John is him drinking something.
From New Jersey, Bob Menendez, who was acquitted of corruption charges earlier this year.
Not so fast.
Your biological clock is ticking.
So could Melendez, a.k.a. Stuttering John from his days as Howard Stern sidekick, actually face criminal charges? Randy Zellin is a criminal defense attorney.
Stuttering John said, hey, I am Senator Bob Menendez.
This guy is cross-eyed as a mother. Oh! Oh, no, no, go back.
I am...
Can you imagine if this was a real news story? They were using this footage. How great would this be?
Senator Bob Menendez on the line for President Trump. It is a clear violation.
Melendez says he knows President Trump from his many appearances on the Stern Show. He told us last week He sure hopes the president can take a joke.
Yeah, and he hopes he gets a blazer that fits eventually.
Hold on,
he told us last week, he sure hopes the president can take a joke.
No, I was on a set with him. He's hung like a horse.
Don't be surprised if this gets taken really, really seriously.
I have a cat sleeping in the box behind me. Please, people, subscribe to my buddy.
Nice.
Oh my god. Oh, what is this?
Since I am a VIP, they sent me a whole tray of fruits and vegetables. And
there's so nuts, many of these.
Waters.
Keep going. Just keep going. He's got a whole bunch of little ones like that too. It's just amazing.
That's funny.
Oh my god, the animated ones are the best. Oh, you're right. He does. Hold on.
They're all fucking funny. Follow him on Twitter. Yeah. What's his Twitter handle? I know he's
Baloney Factory, right?
Okay.
It is. Hold on. I'll tell you. At the Baloney Factory.
Okay. That was much too fast. Shall you have to go?
Where is it? Here we go. Let's see. At the greatest. No. The best. No.
When I heard the news of Sam's passing, and it really did hurt. It did. Because he was that special of a man and that cool of a guy to me.
Took the news hard, John.
I slept at his house.
It's the best. The best. All right. Great job at the Baloney Factory. Give the man a follow, some love. Yeah. He's earned it. He's one of the greats, one of the OGs, if you will, of the Dabbleverse. Love him.
So right. We don't have to do it, but next time we have to do the tweets, the
grammar thing.
Yeah,
put one in the chat if you want us to do the grammar thing, or if you want us to get to the video. But
and also put up why his cheeks are like this, because there's only I talked to one of my doctor people, and where he said that? Here's a link, Bob. He sent it to his text from doctor guy, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to send it to you, Froggy.
There's a lot of ones. Thank you, guys.
All right. The grammar thing. Froggy, I sent that. I texted you that tweet. All right. You got the grammar thing? You want to put that up real quick?
Why not both?
We can. We will do both. We always do both. These people, you guys always get what you want. We may ask.
Can't stop.
But we give you everything. You know.
Right, because he's just fucking.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, teacher.
So, all right. Session. No show today. Am in massive traffic. So, all right, no show today. I am, and I put a massive asshole. That was just me. All right, then the other one. Today at 1:00, I will begin the ultimate takedown of the hacks. It's begin. I think a teacher might know
simple.
Enjoy the fireworks today. Period, please.
Right.
Capitalize T tomorrow at 1:00 a.m. or p.m. You're a professional broadcaster. Obviously, he knows how important that is.
Eastern or Pacific.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I'll be delivering my own on the Stuttering John channel. No. Yes, I'm not such a twit to actually think I have a network. Why would you say yes? That means no, I'm not such a twit to actually think I have a network. That's what it should be.
Right.
Isn't it quite ironic? Either it's ironic or it's not. You don't have to be quite. It's not don't quite ironic. It's like a little pregnant. Yeah. No. It's ironic. It's ironic. There's not a little irony. It's ironic or not ironic.
How can you go through life spelling like this?
Isn't it ironic that the dues payer, it's a nickname, capitalized the nickname, just like a regular name, has never appeared on network TV, is capitalized, yet thinks he has a network. says, and he just stops.
He's the best.
This is the guy who complains about N and A. All right, here's another one. D minus for this one. Well, I was betrayed again by the snakes. Now it's time to pay the piper. All right, you need a space period and then capitalize the T. These people have zero integrity. This time the payback will be a little different. Me and my biker gang friends and I, that's how you would say it if you knew how to fucking speak English, are going to make one, spell out one. You're not a fucking.
Well, he's not, he can't afford to write the law. He's not buying Twitter blue. So he only has a certain amount.
Particular guy's life, apostrophe guy's life. It's not a guy. It's not two guys. Very interesting in his new house. D minus. And I was being very, very nice about that.
And again, him and his biker gang friends, but Bob got him fired.
Right.
Let's he's tweeting about being in a biker gang and having friends who at least are in a biker gang.
Right. But and it just pisses me off because he's such a condescending douche to everybody if they make a mistake. So if you I unfortunately, we're all blocked by John. But if you guys are on his Twitter and you see something, send it to us and we'll do some more teaching.
LM Shaw, is this when he sent Cripple Dan to threaten Shuley? No, that was when he was pretending to threaten Bob, right? No. That was when he was saying he was going to come visit you. Or no, Carl. I think that was for Carl.
That was probably Carl. Or,
yeah. Yeah, that's what that was. He's done none of the things.
I live stream and they turned off Super Chats. Now I'm thinking my comedy career might be on a budget too. All I'm saying is the shit way. And
Carla,
Lazy K, or Muttering John has tons of them trying to get him to post various things. Now, do I believe Muttering John? Yes. He has never been inaccurate.
I mean, please. You went nuts when I showed his tweet about your kid. Stop it. He's the one who tagged LA Unified School District about
it. Yeah, if anybody got him fired besides John himself.
Stop it. He's the one who mentioned the town you moved to. Mm-hmm. The first. Get it out.
So why should I disbelieve him now?
Disbelieve him.
I'm glad he saw the light and turned to good instead of evil.
This guy thinks he's in a Star Wars movie in real life.
And
he's Mook Skywalker.
For who they are. Nefarious. Horrible.
Am I sitting on a milk crate?
Egregious. Disgusting people. Thank you.
At least he didn't ask Crackhead Bob.
You're welcome.
David wants to know why Pat, I think you mean Dixon, is mad at you. I don't know. I don't know why anyone is mad at me.
Never know. He's the last to know.
Why should I know?
Why should I know? Why should I care? Why should I look into something? Yeah. Why would I try to resolve anything? Why?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you something more. Let's hope that Muttering Jay can deliver.
Like the fucking drum solo to In the Air Tonight whenever he writes.
Filled with beer, Collins.
There you go.
Who is Carl? Time for a systemic investigation of who are these podcasts. Billy C says definitely.
Okay. Yep,
I look 10 years younger. Muttering John. World exclusive. Melinda has shaved and looking great. Hard to believe, but who are these podcasts? And Julie are a decade younger.
Please, I look the best out of this entire trio. Who are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Yeah, come on.
You're bragging about that?
Late. I mean, I'm the fastest retard in the race.
Come on. I agree. look up. I am the best looking. That's for damn sure. There you go. Muttering John, correct. Graceful Stuttering John says I was correct about him. I say Hoodies Podcast work for a bottom-of-the-barrel marketing firm called Mason Marketing. And Shalom surely wage shit and pays poverty wages to trailer park trash. All of a sudden, I'm wrong. I agree. If he was right about me then, why could he be wrong now? I don't know. I knew it. Wow. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, stop defending Carl, Vinny.
He's just scrolling. His show is just scrolling. Yeah. It's scrolling Reddit. It's scrolling Twitter. He puts zero fucking effort into anything.
Just stop defending him. That's all.
Do what I tell you. That's all I'm saying. And I haven't seen it. And I hope we don't get struck when we watch it, but I hear the groveling that Vinny Paulino did.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care about the music in the background. We got to play.
It's unbelievable. I hope it's not true. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a 3-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3-month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
It sounds like he's getting banged in the ass very slowly.
Wow, look at this. They're trying to say that I didn't send. So, this is another one. Wow.
See, right now he's thinking of how to get out of this.
Right, right.
I'll explain this in a second if you don't already know what we're looking at. This shows the money that he sent to this person regarding the cancer.
Wow, another one from Hootie's podcast.
And there are rumors that there was more money made than what was sent.
You would have to think there was more than $195.
Well, I mean, this charity thing, this benefit was going on for some time. It wasn't one episode. It wasn't a week. I believe it was happening for months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Now he's trying to say I didn't send Nikki. Yeah.
No, it's not what I'm saying. What it's showing is that's all you sent.
That's what I got. In my political show, I didn't get a lot. And don't forget that YouTube takes 30%. Wow.
And I take 70. Yeah.
Okay, let's say we were doing something and we're raising money for something, right? Like I would make sure. Like, you can't raise money for somebody and go, but take out 30%. Right. Especially since you're talking about YouTube. Wasn't his Venmo the main thing that he promoted?
Yeah. I believe PayPal? So. Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't doing super chats like this.
Yeah, he was putting up the Venmo.
Wow.
God. Aqualung, exactly. That's why you set up a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
There it is again. Woody's podcast, Shalom Shuli. Busy and busy getting Muttering John everything they can.
No, everything that's sent to us. He has this idea that we're up morning, noon, and night searching for stuff on him.
Right.
He doesn't understand the line of people that is – it's like airplane when they're standing in line ready to smack people that are freaking out, the woman that's freaking out. That's what it – it's people lined up ready to talk about and tell anything and everything about John because your personality pushes people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met somebody that creates so many fucking enemies. It's unreal.
That used to be his best friend, too.
Yeah. Think of how many times he says, I'll never turn on you. You know why he has to say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any, does any adult in here?
No.
I know we're doing childish, stupid shit, but does any adult in here have a friend that constantly has to remind them that they will never turn on you?
Unless you turn on me. That's what he said.
Unbelievable.
Somehow make me a bad person. Oh. Hey, what did you do for Nikki B?
Jew?
Come on.
I didn't know Nikki B. I didn't know anything about her. I didn't know about this cancer thing.
I sent her a mini iPad.
Yeah, why not a regular iPad?
Why not the rest of the money?
Yeah, that too.
I sent it right there. It looks like close to $200.
You're pointing to the left, even though it's straight.
Because then everyone said I was breaking a law.
But didn't he say that the money that he sent was used for chemo treatments?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $300 a treatment, and that wasn't even $300 he sent.
Sorry, you're only getting half a treatment today.
Yeah.
I made that much in those days.
Those days.
Super chats. When I do politics, even now, I'd be lucky to make $40.
He's sitting here trying to use this super chat excuse while his PayPal scrolls underneath the screen and has been for years now.
Believe me, I sent more than I took in.
Mm.
But They're trying to paint me.
So prove it. Show how much you made. If I was being accused of that, I would show proof. That's a pretty heinous thing to be accused of, raising money for somebody who's mm-hmm. sick and then pocketing most of the money.
Right.
Allegedly. Hold on.
No, Bubba.
Wait, he just admitted to stealing the money then. There was way more money donated than $300 for that cancer thing.
Hmm. You would think.
I would think somebody on Reddit from the Dabbleverse has accurate accounting of right. what was, how long it went on. And it's not hard. Now, what we don't know is how much he's making on PayPal. But what we can add up is stuff that's being donated on the show. So,
It's as somehow stealing, as if I would ever do that. Wow. Fuck. Thanks for the $2, John. Be so smart. So stupid. Whatever. Oh, yeah. Ray, John, you spelled looky-loos on Twitter the other day. It's not capitalized. There's no apostrophe. You missed the hyphen.
Boom.
Well, Ray, I don't.
Well, we know what Mike's alternate screen name is. Yeah.
Ray Ping Yu.
Yeah.
Really know how to spell the correct spelling of looky-loo because I don't use childish terms like that.
You dumb what? Fuck.
What?
Looky-loo. He doesn't use childish terms like that.
And let me tell you,
everybody gets a nickname, a fatty patty, emo kid, but he's not a child like that.
Gagia.
Every day, Gagia. You make a sound to end your show. You fucking dumb.
What Ray is referring to here is I listen to. Jeez.
Did he rip ass?
Sounds. What?
Oh,
more dead spots in his top lip. Come on.
Zamboni.
Hold on. It's like when he collected for DC, he said numerous times he bought two suits and ties with their donations, then wore his brother's suit. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. 100%
I mean,
right.
The fit was perfect. So, I mean,
Tiger Lily's 100% right.
Bro, what is with your left eyebrow looping? What is with you analyzing every freaking hair on my face?
Answer the question.
Sloopy eyes.
Slooping eyes.
Sloopy Lou.
I can't wait to see that screen, David.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy eyes.
Little ad, right, John?
Wow.
Christina Marie. Thanks, $5. When you come to Rochester in March, that's March 10th, we should have lunch or drinks. It would be an honor to take.
Carl, talk to her. Talk to her. Tell her, do not open this box. It's going to be bad. It ain't going to end well.
Listen, John is definitely hoping the box is open.
Oh, my God.
But she's married. She's married to Carl's brother, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, John, one thing about John, I can tell you, he respects the sanctity of a relationship. That's for sure.
Yeah, DM me. Tell me what you look like. Supposed to go out on a date today at 1 o'clock. She just canceled.
Yeah.
She feels feverish.
Because she feels feverish. She said, John, I'm feeling quite flush today.
I forgot. I joined the Peace Corps today.
John, an elephant just landed through my ceiling, John.
But no skin off my back. Ryan, hey, thanks for $2. Welcome back, Glad. Yeah, I won't get Artie's food. Artie and I used to have some fun lunches.
It was great when my hair would go in his food. What a good times that was.
And he used to pay for it.
I know I've told you the story before, but this is my favorite. One of the favorite Artie Lang Stuttering John stories. We were at Astro's Diner.
Get ready to hear this March 10th. You ain't going to hear anything new, I'll tell you that.
At Astro's Diner, the tables were like this big. Like, you know, you have like just enough room for two plates touching each other. They were very small.
Oh, he was breaking down today the time, like who's doing what on the show March 10th. Listen to this, Bob. Vinny goes out, wants Vinny to do like 15, 20. Then Cardiff's supposed to go out and do like, I don't know, 10 to 15. And then John says, then I'll go out and I'll do like 20 or 30. And he goes, and then it's you, Cardiff, interviewing me. And he's like, he goes, and we'll do it like that.
I could have sworn I heard him say 45 minutes to an hour.
Who, him? Like that.
Yeah,
him?
I swear I thought I heard that today.
No,
I was in the pool. I had the rock playing, and I thought I heard that.
First of all, there's no way he's doing 45 minutes to an hour.
There's no way the fucking audience will allow it. Cardiff's doing 15, somebody said, Jake.
Cardiff's doing 15 for real?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He had 10, so he definitely has another 5 by now.
I'm sure he does. He's a very, very smart potato.
Tight boot.
Potato.
And
30 minutes of he's doing 45, but 40 minutes is then I stand corrected.
Sitting across from Marty, and I realize I have a very long nose hair.
Oh, Marty's busy,
and I grab.
Somebody says he 100% said an hour. He could say it all he wants. He
did. I thought I heard that for sure. 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. He'll be lucky to do 20.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm so curious to see what that environment's going to be like. You know, like, because how many shots are people going to have to yell something out at John? You know what I mean? And to do it while he's on stage. Then you don't have to worry. By the time you see Hitman Dan hopping after you, you can get out of there, you know?
We have to do an over-under on how many drinks he has on stage.
We got to do a lot of prop bets.
Yes.
Okay? This is what we got to do. Will the show happen is a prop bet. Mm-hmm. Will the show end abruptly? We got to have the chat really help us out and come up with all these prop bet scenarios, and we'll make bets on them. We'll bet each other on them. I love that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that'll be a whole episode.
Are you eating a roll of bread? What are you eating?
No, it's a Chick-fil-A thing.
Jesus, very good. Chick-fil-A is good, buddy. You don't get the spice.
That's what chicken's supposed to taste like, Bob.
No, I mean, this is what you got me.
Get the spicy next time. It's good. Enjoy.
James Boyd, would you try Bob Levy's chicken if he made it?
What the fuck are the odds?
That's funny.
No. Although I will give it to Bob Levy. All right. He apologized to me for doing that 10-minute trash thing on my son.
8 minutes.
8 minutes.
Now I give people second chances.
No, you don't.
Jay Leno gave my life a second chance.
I blew it.
And Bob. Right now, we're okay.
Whoa.
I don't talk about my kids anymore. Yeah, we'll be fine.
He does. Hey, one thing I will say, Bob is a man of his word. He has said nothing on the air about your kids before the show starts. It's a different story, but on the air.
Listen, talk about doing 40 minutes.
All right. I'll lower my hand.
What?
What the fuck?
My coif parvu.
I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah. Hands are being lowered in your honor.
Bob Levy.
All right. I'll lower my hand.
Put your hands down.
Back away from the bottle.
Michael, Diana, thanks for the $5. Sean, you are always going on all these dates. you're looking to eventually get married again or just looking to bang? I'll tell you. Okay, Michael. Finally, a good question.
You're not going to tie this Mustang down, my friend.
I'm going to be honest with you guys and let me know in the chat.
Okay.
He said some of the nicest things about you, but he still won't eat your chicken.
It's fucking amazing. And that chicken is fucking good. He didn't really see it. This is bullshit.
I love it.
When I got separated, I must have had sex. I stopped counting at the 250. Right? I had 50 before marriage. And then at least another 200 after. And I'm not bragging.
But you are. And you know, he has to have a list. He had to make a list because you don't pull it.
Again, we learned this from profiling videos. Where is his eyes? Where is his head? Yeah. Yeah. He's looking. He's looking for the lies. Watch. Look. He's all the whole time he brings it up. It's up.
I must have had sex.
Look. If any profiler on earth would go, this guy is full of shit.
Looking for bang.
Watch.
I'll tell you. Okay, Michael. Finally, a good question. I'm going to be honest with you guys. And
again, right there is the lie. Mm-hmm. Number one lie. I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't have to say that.
No, you don't.
A normal person doesn't have to say that.
You do when you're full of shit, though.
Let me know in the chat.
Here we go. Remember, every time his eyes look up, his head looks up, that's lying. Mm-hmm. One.
When I got separated, I must have had sex. I stopped counting at the 250. Right? I had 50 before marriage. And then at least another 200 after. And I'm not bragging.
No. Okay, he goes, I played in the major leagues 400 games. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you.
It's just now. I think it's time that I settle down again.
Oh,
it's not just to get laid. If
no, it's for a woman with a job and insurance.
Right. It's time for me to be taken care of.
Yeah. Just get laid, then fine. But I truly am looking for the next Mrs. Melendez.
There's other options.
Like,
he's just not just a woman, right?
That's true. He said he has no problem with a
who would take the name? Like, who, if it's two men, who gets the last name? Like, which one?
Well, I don't know about the last name, but they're both going to be Stuttering John. You know, whatever her first name is going to be Stuttering John before it,
right?
So, you know, if you have a friend,
Stuttering John Michelle, you know, my wife, Stuttering John Michelle.
A brother up. Thank you, Michael.
Can you imagine being so desperate that you're asking people that are watching
strangers. Yeah. These people, half of them want to ruin his life. And he goes, if you know somebody, let me know. If you want, he's literally going, if you want to get me to a point where you'll have video of me beating off to you, hit me up.
This is the kind of guy who wakes up in a bathtub with ice with a kidney missing. You know?
Ah, she was so cool. Yeah. Sucks.
Okay. Dave Dalifor, leaving out your...
I love this, Bob's last smoke. That works out to about 18 women a year since his divorce. His hands won't even touch him that much. I would give 10 years of my life to punch that smug face. These ladies... Wow. You want to talk about repulsing some women. John, I've never seen anything like it.
I think he's going to find an unlucky lady soon. I can see the response.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dave Dalifor, Levy got you fired, right? They don't tell me who it was.
So then why did you say you have evidence that Bob got you fired?
Huh.
Or am I just hearing things?
No. Yeah. Huh. That sounds like a lie he had told.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
So I don't know. I looked up to you. Thanks, $5. John, is your Patreon worth it? Because Bob Levy's is not. That chicken show, he does stink. Mine is worth it. Oh, believe me, it's going to be more worth it soon. Soon, I'm just going to be doing shows to Patreon. I'll do a just one show. I got plans for Patreon and all my YouTube members. Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. He really
does. I'm going to fuck him.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck him for a second time.
So now I'm up to 275 women.
So today I have a party to go to.
So you had a date. Wait, didn't he say he was supposed to have a date?
Oh, but she was feeling feverish. Okay,
right, but you don't double book like that.
Well, you know, I'm sure he put off the party invite until he got confirmation that his date came down with Scarlet Rubella.
From the Tonight Show's party. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the top producers at the Tonight Show invited me to his party.
Doesn't invite you to write for him, does he?
Yeah. Oh, he said that he has video evidence of Bob talking about him getting fired. For once, he didn't lie. Yeah. He had Bob talking about him being fired. He didn't say there's no Bob
in
there.
It was a joke. It was
I'm taking steps to get him fired. I've reached out to this person. He didn't tag the school district like Muttering Jay did.
Right.
And John knew that. Everybody knew it.
I was using humor at the moment.
Exactly.
But according to Lazy K, John burns all his bridges.
How come you're not writing for this producer?
Really? Why am I one of the few that get invited?
I would love to know how many people were at this party.
Probably 300.
One of the top producers' party. Why, Lazy K? You know why? Because I'm a good person. Unlike you.
Oh, a dweeb. How can you not want to punch him?
And a dweeby pool table and a dweeby face with no chin.
Whoa.
Can you believe Carl has that in his basement? He doesn't even live in his basement.
Hey, Dad, how was the show today? It was great. Called the guy dweeb 7-8 times in a row. You should have seen it. I'm going to make it into a short.
Sock, you consider yourself litigious? Yes, I do. I don't like to be.
No.
But I certainly
like to be.
Will be. I don't mind spending money. I have a lawyer on retainer right now.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Yeah, Dr. Eugenstein, I'm litigating John. I am.
Oh! Did you hear that snot?
Yeah, that was
gross.
One of these idiots to fuck up.
That was like a chunky soup in your
mouth.
Yeah,
ooh, yeah, let me hear like that one again.
Somebody spilled a thermos of chili on the floor.
Yeah, Dr. Eugenstein, I'm litigating John. I am.
Oh my God.
Well, here comes the chicken.
I'm surprised the napkin didn't get sucked up with that force. Like a category 4. Jesus Christ.
Just waiting for one of these idiots to fuck up. And I'm going to come down on them. Fuck it. I'll be on them faster than shit through a goose.
Through a what?
Through a goose.
Well, that's an expression, but you're not going to be down on them faster than that.
Faster. I'll be down.
Shit through a goose.
All right. 22 more minutes, and then we'll end this.
Please.
So you guys said KB was sniping me. Let's see if he's on. I don't see him on. Let's see. MLC.
This will take 8 minutes. Could Blunder Years review Rash? It was a sketch John turned into Channel 9 show. Howard called him and told him it wasn't funny and that Jackie and Fred are the professional writers. If somebody has that, we'll absolutely watch it. You're in the Discord. Post it in the Discord. We'll grab it from there.
Yes, please.
Anything you guys see that we haven't covered or you don't think we have, throw it in there. Let us know. There's a Rico section, right, Froggy?
There it is.
So,
no, he's not on. I don't know. He's not on.
Either no or you don't.
Did that one. Let's see.
Here we go.
American Cupcake. I love you, baby. Thanks for being a member for 3 months. Why do you call him Lazy K now and not Lady K? Did you finally realize it was transphobic to misgender a person's name?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, slow and sexy.
That was like dragging a soldier back to the tent.
Why do you call him Lazy K now and not Lady K? Did you finally realize it was transphobic to misgender a person's name? First of all.
And whatever he misses, that weird growth on the end gets it, you know? Yeah. Speaking of, that just reminded me, snot wiper hats available at theshulynetworkshop.com. Original logo and original idea. Snot wiper hats. Get them.
That's like your nose going over a speed bump.
Yeah, when did they put speed bumps in my nose? What the fuck?
Let me clarify to you where this all comes from.
Booger hook.
See who that is? You see what he's wearing?
You started calling him that way before you saw that picture.
100%, 100%. But even though he's wearing this, what gives you the right to call him that?
Right.
Wearing here. Okay. You see this?
He looks like he just shit out.
He's got his balls on your head.
Yeah. He looks like he just shit you out, John. That's what it looks like. He's covered John for so long. He just took a big dump of John.
One's a filthy asshole, and the other is Carl.
Oh, man.
You see that? Yeah. Okay. I know it's disturbing. So.
Yeah, it is disturbing. Can you take yourself out of the picture?
He was dressed like a lady.
Uh-huh.
Because
he was he was a guy wearing a bikini. That's right. Not dressed like a lady. He's not in an evening gown with makeup on.
That was the bit he was doing. But he came in.
It wasn't a bit. It was a punishment.
My chat as Carla. Not the other way around.
Much like Carl posted my audiobook, John knows this is not true. 100%. Carl goes into chats as WATP, as Carl. He doesn't go under an alias. He doesn't have a sock account like John. He's there as him. So if somebody was there named Carla, odds are they're making fun of him. Kind of like I know John's ear mites isn't actually John.
What?
Call me crazy. Call me a psychic.
He called himself Carla. So, therefore, I'm just going by what he called himself. He called himself Carla. So I'm calling him Lady K.
What a punchable push.
Jesus.
Puss.
God. Wow.
Hey, can you please put up the my doctor sent me. I asked them a question.
Oh, yeah, you have that text that I sent you?
This is it's groundbreaking.
I'll get it up here.
I got it.
Shut the fuck up.
He actually paid his bet, unlike this scumbag. Yeah. Thank you.
Now read this.
Okay, so this is why John has a fat face. Furthermore, alcohol is known to overstimulate the salivary glands, which sit on either side of where the neck meets the jaw. Adds Dr. Khan. Khan! Excessive drinking causes these glands to become bigger, which gives that chubby, jowly look. If you stop drinking or cut down, you'll soon notice an improvement.
Yeah. So we will not notice an improvement.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be full chipmunk in 6 months. That's my
Aqualung. Stay out of this, Bob. What the fuck? The doc sent me this. What am I supposed to
say? Yeah. I mean, what would happen if you bet John wouldn't pay you if you lost the bet? Yeah, one of these days I will go back to the first WATP coverage of John and the first time he called John Carl and John called Carl Carla. Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I got to get out of here. My daughter's got a performance tonight at the school I'm going to watch. Nice. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow morning on BS Show, 9 a.m. on the network. Plus, we'll do another paywall show tomorrow afternoon for our second hour. I think we'll do a Blunder Years tomorrow.
Excellent.
So a lot going on. Hit subscribe. Hit like. Hit notification. Tell all your friends and neighbors. Member up. I love you guys. I'm out. I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one, boys.